State your name,
am
please.
Am I supposed to say
yes.
My name?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the intro.
This is definitely the intro. Oh, you guessed. To check out Debo.
What am I supposed to say? Sorry, guys. Nakaro lang yun nga. I never watch your videos until the end.
Unsa burning question.
Ikaw,
pangtanong tanga katong grade school kami, you were very book smart. I mean, combination magka, you were also like, not only book smart, but you were dancer magka, and you were into clubs, I think. So walk us through that. I mean, what was kinder like? What was grade school like in your eyes? I mean, were we just a bunch of weirdos or like did we even exist? Kami nilang Deo, kami nilang Ains. What was it like?
Grade school, right?
Grade school, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you're that young, like six or seven, mm-hmm. you don't really have that. You're not really thinking about those things, right? You're just being yourself. So you're just being yourself, and you just follow instructions and. Ironically, what made me aware, siguro, what made me aware that I had probably the potential to be better is really because your teachers pick you out. They pick you out for certain things, diba? Sa kadaghan ganap sa grade school, diba? You don't really aim to be anything. You're just being kids, diba? But your teachers pick you out. Your teachers pick you out to be leaders. Your teachers pick you out to be kanang beadles or maglista kung gitsay saba, kung wala sila, di ba? I mean, so by picking you out, di ba? By picking you out, by choosing you, then parang it gives you a certain parang privilege or parang it
confidence.
Identifies you, di ba? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sets you apart that there must be something special about you. So you don't really start out wanting to be special because everybody's special, diba? I mean, you're just kids. You're just basically kids. We were just kids. Then, syempre, piliun ka. Piliun kang mag-front ka sa field demonstration by just doing what you were doing, diba? Or, piliun, diba? I mean, diba? I mean, I don't go around dancing during field demonstration na mag-goal ko nga, matubangan yun ko, ah, diba? I mean, okay. Matubangan ka. Or like, You don't go around, di ba, nga mag, you just, teachers give out a general instruction to study, to copy your notes, and when you go home, you have the option whether to study or not, di ba?
Not, yeah.
So, I expect everybody would be following the teacher's instruction. So, the output would be, it really depends, di ba? I mean, you don't go out answering the assignments or the quizzes with thinking, I want to be the favorite, I want to be inala, di ba? Di ba kayo mga bata ba yata? So,
true.
It started out that way. So, when I started getting picked out because, yeah, mag-leader o mga misaon sa lang. Kidakan lagi kay taganap. I mean, we had plays, magpintal og mural. Kapoy kay mag afternoon class ka, pero pamatun ka
ng mural.
Magpintal pa ka og mural. Magpintal pa ka og mural. Magsulat pa ka og play. Kay naay linggo ng wika. Or, di ba? I mean,
yes. Kidakan ka. English week. Kidakan ka siya ganap.
Correct. So, actually, niabot yun, di ba? Kailangan pa ka mag-choreograph and really, back then, it was so difficult for us to find music, to record music,
true
find
that.
Costumes, di ba? I mean, unsa pa ang marakagayan educational supply, mag-abli, magsalado, lasingko, di ba? Magdali-dali pa dito kay magpalit pag mga postcards, whatever, mga crepe paper, unsa pa? So, it was really, really difficult for us back then. I mean, diligid siya para karon nga accessible everything, di ba? So, you had to be extra creative about props, Mm-hmm. You had to be extra creative about costumes. You know, for example, as simple as Malong, di ba? I mean, okay, kailangan taong Malong.
Malong, yeah.
Kisay na yung Malong. Like that. Kisay na yung Malong. It's
but look,
probably your young...
Look. Malong was the easiest. Pag i-require ka nga, okay, Muslim dance tomorrow. So, automatic Malong imong palito.
Sa, yeah, but...
Sa bold trading. Automatic no, matuling ka.
Pero sa inani mo rin, ang wala na ka-leotards ka nga, t-shirt lang, okay, ito. Hello, wala siya kapalit siya, leotards. Ay, syempre, di ba? Kaya di ba accessible ang magpalit o leotards? I mean, magsarang kay sano, sayo ka kayo. Anyways, so di ba? I mean, difficult. So, you had to be very...
Not everyone understands the assignment, kumbaga. So, sakto ka pa eh.
I mean, really? I didn't spot the point.
Inassign, ayaw na ka naman mga t-shirt lang itong, di ba?
Sa lahat sa parents, joke.
Sa lahat sa parents, eh. Because there are parents that don't follow instruction. They don't understand the assignment.
Because they don't have it. People in the audience, that's not my point. Okay. That's not the point.
Leotards is leotards. Okay, so... I know exactly what you mean, okay? You know, there's just 1, 2, 3 students that stick out in a black t-shirt. Lang.
That's not the point. The point is...
Nanggawas ra after 30 minutes.
Really?
Nanggawas ra.
No. Okay, exactly kasabot ko unsa ang pasabot niya pa na, you know, she was everywhere and anywhere kept in grade school.
So, yeah, so.
Na-assignan ko siya many things. Like, she's probably
super,
the female
and counterpart. Beyond the good. Like,
beyond, yeah.
There was, I remember there was this one time I'm in grade 4.
For charity.
I wrote this play for probably like a simple kind of school subject thing.
What's and then, siya kanang, siya play? Do you still remember?
I don't remember in particular ko unsa, but sure ko nga ko anto Teacher Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher Mabel. So and she got really excited, and so she assigned me to this grabe ka gargantuan task of writing a play. Nga, apilo na ko ang grade 4 diligence. Diligence?
Diligence, right? Diligence, yeah.
Diligence, diba?
Charity mata ba? Diligence ang sunod, yeah.
Diba? Katong sila chinky ba?
Sila chinky, diligence.
Diligence, diba? Right, so, kailangan, ingani siya kadako nga, it was going to be the main event during this, I forgot, unsa nga linggo. Sa siya nga linggo.
Civics man si Mabel, diba? So,
yeah, but yeah. There was going to be this show, major show.
This was going to be the shit, yeah.
For everybody to see. As a child, enjoy kay ko making that play. Diba? Kaya you were just doing something that you really love. Into kanabitong nag-transform siya into something murag, kanabitong murag, as a child, murag, pwede di ba burn out? Ginanabit ako feeling. Ako nilang tanan. Ginanabit ako feeling.
I mean that was my next question sa imo. I mean did you ever feel like it might have taken out time for you, let's say Abdullah, so, and to be a kid at that time.
I think it did. Unya kana bitong murag ni ano na siya, mura na siya og ni manifest na siya in being a brat or a rebel. Kaya kanang, dili na ko ganahan mo sugot ang sugoon ko kay Morang. Kanang, for example, matik na ba? For example, mag-divide na ang mga sample. There's even a simple school thing, like, I mean, a class thing. I-divide into groups. Unya, for example, na ako, by default, ako din ang leader. Pero may bang ano, ako man, ako nasad, di ba? I have to write the jingle, mag-compose sa taong kuan, mag-panas sa steps, ako pa'y mag-kuan kung ano sa taong mag-practice, di ba? I mean, I don't have a monopoly on ano, pero on all that. Everybody can do it, di ba?
You have the monopoly on the arts, especially this afternoon. Because
no, I didn't.
You did. Okay.
No, I didn't. Okay. Honestly,
Patrick
but they didn't get
was
the recognition.
The morning, Kathy was the morning, and you were the one that was painting on the walls.
No, but they didn't get the recognition. Other people, diba? I mean, a lot of people can draw. A lot of people, diba? I mean, but they didn't get that.
Tala ba din mo ko imo mga pictures or imo mga drawings sa una kay dagko kay mata and klaro kay siya. I mean, it was. It was better than most. I mean, I would know who would draw stuff in the walls. Kabalong wakay apay ni. because it's obvious. I'm finding a work. I know Kapachi Kojimarni. I know this is Kathy's work. Because I can see some here, some eyes. Apai has eyes. This other person is like has no eyes. So I would definitely recognize na Apai niya work because it was very clear na yang works. Probably teachers like that also. Manasain ka for that
part. I don't remember what you're talking about.
Your murals. So, I mean, pag abot sa gate, you would see na Apai niya. I mean, you would.
Yeah, I would remember.
You would paint the shit.
Kind of, ano ba? Diba? They kind of ayo. I mean, and then they would get disappointed if you don't
say yes. Yeah.
Yes, or if you don't do it as good, or kanang ina na ba, and then
how is not do it that good? How? Like, tell me, how did you ever like fail a mural or not do a script
by not finishing it, or like I remember kanang as a child, I didn't know it was that, diba? I didn't know nga I was getting burned out nga as a child. But there was this one time that teacher Ami, God bless her, she had this a new thing about bago to siya nga gi-innovate niya nga news reporting or newscasting contest or something like that.
Yes.
Or like,
Grade 5. Okay. Grade 5 na siya.
Grade 5. And
yeah.
I don't know if I remember correctly, but she didn't want me to join anymore. So I was automatically disqualified from joining as a contestant.
Okay.
But what she wanted me to do was she wanted me to host the newscasting contest, and I had to write an entire script about it para mag ako ang mag ako mag host.
Slash, ikaw ang mag-Tony Gonzaga ato na. Yeah.
Oo, but I had to write everything. But para sa ako, at the time, di ba? Yeah. I mean, I apologize to Teacher Ami for this, but at the time, it felt like you don't want me to be in the contest, but you want me to do the bulk of the job, di ba? I mean, you want me to write this thing and I don't get credit for it and I don't even get a chance to compete.
To even compete, so, yeah.
So, sige siya og follow up sa ako ato, and I was just being a brat about it, kaya bitaw, but yeah, up to a point nga, nakita ba anak ko nga murag, she was getting sad and kaya bitaw. So, of course I pulled through and did it, but it was my best work. I complied and ako gyapon nagfacilitate, but truth be told, I gave her a hard time. Diba? Kay mura siya og naataw-ataw ba, was I gonna do it? Was I not gonna do it? Diba? And I'm like, unsa man, did you finish it? Ah, wala pa, chair. And ano, wala. But then again, we're still 11 or 10 or unsa ba
edad na to?
So, diba? I mean, so, sa tanan gapang hitabuan ning time, what were the things or what were the activities you enjoyed the most that stuck to you nga, as a good memory in grade school, nga, at least you know nagdula ka ani or maybe
we don't get me wrong, I lingaw kayo.
Okay.
Like, except for kabalo na kami, but lingaw kayo. So grade school was super duper fun, especially katong time nga the standout memory for me, and I think Chinky, Eloisa, Kiting also remember this very funny because this launched our our dancing career. Katong when we danced this Joey Ayala Diwata dance number that Kiting's older sister Mai choreographed for us, and grabe the level of training and instruction that she had, it was different, no, diba? She treated us like we were professional dancers, and then and the output was really grabe, marag feeling yun na umarag kanang we were in a production that was beyond just a normal grade school dance presentation. So after ana mura it launched our mini dance group, diba? Miski, ay wala gid na mo gi-ask yun ang audience. So wala sila choice. Pero every once in a while, naami may ipakita nga sayaw. Wala gag sa high school. Good nga ka nang, wala ba mo na ngayo? Nga manayaw mi sa high school.
Here we are.
Pero Here we are, and we have a choreographed dance, and you are forced to look at it.
Well, David, kasi mo big deal sa kangapayang leotards, because definitely, yes. Moment siya. That was the costume. Oh. Yeah,
the specific na ha, dili na specific ang para sa short, yes.
Long na leotards. Yes.
All right.
So dili pwede.
Ug ang kalawom sa neckline set. I mean, it has to be.
Samok.
So attention to detail is, you know, definitely high. I mean, I probably didn't notice it, but yeah, the dancing career nila at that time was launched. Okay, momento sila.
Yeah, they don't career.
And they kept that very poker face doing that dance.
Serious kami about it. So, and I remember katong, we danced sa grade 4 gihapon katong. We danced this other dance. Michael Jackson nga kuan.
Which was it? So Michael Jackson, was it Bad or?
We're black and white material. Mm-hmm.
Possibly,
or something. Yeah. And then, seriously, kaya me about it. Seriously, kaya me.
Kasi na Koreani si Eloisa na Koreani.
Dili pa. Oo, dili pa. I think si Kiting pa ani na tayo. Okay. But, But during this time, makita na nimo, diba? I mean, it was really kuan nga. Makita na yun nimo nga. Ang kinsa yun ang maayam. Diba? I mean, those people who grew up to love dancing na din eventually, lawlaw, ingay na, yes. Diba? So, makita yun din nimo nga. Kinsa na din tong murag nagpadayon in so far as dancing was concerned. Pero ayaw ko yung pasayawa karon ha. Kay, wala na na. Tired na na.
All right, so
gorgeous.
As so we go along the grade school timeline, so can you for finally describe the infamous incident in yung duwa? Okay, for pila na ka episodes, katawa ko aning storya na dagma si Apay, which left a scar on your knee in ang sala si Vicky. So, once and for all, can you please describe what exactly happened sa imong point
so,
of view?
For the record.
Her account of the story.
Yeah, right. Your account of the story.
For the record, and I've already apologized to Vicky about this, pero... Shame on me for not apologizing sooner. Kay bago lang ko na apologize about this. But I think he grew up and he probably thinks that I earned that scar because of him. It wasn't his fault at all. It's just that I'm a vindictive, lying child.
Woman child. No, vindictive woman child.
Because at the time, usapit ako nang magsungog-sungog.
Mm-hmm.
So when your teacher calls out for volunteers to run the flag race, they don't really choose who the fastest kids are, diba? I mean,
they probably chose the two whitest kids.
Yeah.
In that grade.
Kasi kung sungog. So, muna, dahil Paris, dahil mo, kay kamang sumugon, inan and all that. But, kanina lang, I mean, I gave Mickey such a hard time about this, but he didn't really, he wasn't the reason why, di ba, I got that scar. So, pag, namugon na trial run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Managan mo, kay Murag, ang siya tawagan na,
so lay lang, or trial run.
A test run, yeah. So, sa test run pa lang daan. Gibulot na ako. I mean, namusog na ko og dagan. So, by that time, nakasuti si Mickey nga. He wasn't as fast as I was and all that. So by the time lang, it was the actual run, it's just a couple of seconds after the trial run, nga, kisa ba mag-una ho na ana o kanang warm-up, di ba? Kung sabi, dan na to atomic. 7, whatever.
We were eight.
There was no such thing as warm up. So by the time it was, I didn't have time to recover. So my knees were shaking. I was shaking. I was out of breath. And pag go na gin ka final go, and my knees were shaking so bad, mutong after a few meters, na damag ko. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really because you were slower, which you were, sorry.
I'm slower. Yeah, no, I agree. I was definitely slower
during that time, yeah, diba? Yeah, I mean, we weren't athletes, whatever.
No need to apologize for that because I could still remember it clear as day.
Edit out. Yeah, it wasn't your fault. And I said, you know, it was because we were holding the flag.
Yeah, she was quite there was a lot of blame and pie because by design, it was early morning. I made you feel bad. She kind of made me feel bad, but
I did kind of make you feel bad. I made you feel bad. I was such a bitch about it.
I couldn't stop hearing about it from her. Said, you know, hey, like how we didn't have to set the marker for that. It's not a year at the bay. Was it like grade? Was it grade one or right? Grade one.
I think grade one.
We were still.
No, we were so small. We were so small. And then, medyo chubby mo si Mickey sa una. Oh no, dili oy, you were.
I wasn't chubby that time pa. I was grade one. I remember it. I still remember that day. Like it was gahapon. I remember we had that. There was that. You know, buntag kita sa sayo.
Gusta ka na lang pumix.
Sayo kita siya, Nemer. Ano pa kita? It was quite cold and I was wearing red cycling shorts and then gitakin pa ginawa akong t-shirt ato, you know, just Jesus. To, like, I was gonna be aerodynamic. Gipili si Apay ato na, like, oh my God, why would, for all people nga pwede pili, ngayon si Apay mo nang gipili.
Mick, I'm so sorry for that. There's no excuse. I lied about it. Dili gid ikaw ang rason nganong nasamad ko. Why I said that?
Pagdagan na to. We're not at pace. Pag ito nag-practice, plus gahawid pag ito sa katubitong colors na to. Nagawid ta.
Gawid ko sa other end. Gawid ko sa other end. So, medyo ka ng work na ay anan.
Hindi pa kita synchronized.
Dili. Kaya wala pa ta nag-rehearse.
Wala, nothing. It was...
Oh, wala.
It was doomed from the beginning. Screwed.
Gihapon to imong fault. It wasn't your fault. I gave you such a hard time about it. I'm a bitch. I'm a liar. I'm a thief.
I'm going to play that.
You're a saint. After. You're a lover.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, look by. It's all good.
It's not your fault.
What? It's 32 years overdue, but... It was 32 years.
I'm so sorry.
We've moved on. It's fine. To bigger things.
Pero now the reason, kaya kung hindi kita ako na hurt atomic and all that.
But nobody screwed my chances and like probably like, man, I'm never gonna make it up with her. Okay, you know, there was a time I really really liked her, like the
things she put
out there. Yeah, I really did. I'm being honest here. I did. And then like, oh crap. Nadabag pag siya, like shit, that's gonna
Nick, I'm thinking about it. I thought about it before. I mean, why would I say that? That wasn't true. That wasn't your fault and all that. Why would I pass blame on you? Because later on in life and in with so many things that go on, I realized that I'm a very, very competitive person. Diba? So, and when it comes to anything, I grabe gid ko ka competitive. I'm talking about kanang na yung mga contest or whatever pa contest. I mean, it might be so lame, whatever, and mag-complain about it, pero secretly dahil nagbuat-buat na rin ko, like, as an example, there's always this lame Christmas party every year at my company, and then I complain about it a lot, I hate it, we have to go in costumes, we make ourselves, or whatever. Pero grabe ka ayo. Pag uli, bilaran gin na ako nga nag-glue na ako sa akong headpiece, nga na whatever, di ba?
It's so spy. That is so
funny. Of course. That's so, you. Your DNA. Yeah. Not surprised here.
Yeah.
I'm very, very competitive. So I couldn't probably as a child process the defeat because it was a contest. It was a contest and I had to diba? And
you had to win. Yeah, you know, and then just someone probably just slowed you down. And at the same time, they were running.
Grabe si Mickey. Oh, na Mick, dusla ka na ko, Mick.
De, wala to. It was nothing. It failed in comparison to the many contests na natin na to na you. There were a few times.
No, but I mean,
there were contests that you would lose and I would win. But you would have protested, I mean, quietly probably, but yeah. I won a few.
Yeah.
Elocutions here and there, spelling bees.
Spelling bees,
yeah. I won a few. Couple newscaster grade 5. I won that sa male category. I was the one. Kapong magsuot, you took a suit and whatnot, and you said the news. Like,
bago kay to siya, I didn't really know what elocution, the word meant. What we were asked to do was we were asked to memorize this piece. We were asked to recite it in front of the class. The teacher chose a couple of students per class from the morning and the afternoon. Yeah, na dayon paligsahan nga mag kuan mo sa multipurpose hall. And then na rin winner. So ang akong awareness at that time wasn't there yet until they announced the winner. Niya. Second day ko ato. I was second place. Sami Kihano was the first place. I don't remember who the third place was. So when I got home, my mom was explaining to me nga, the reason daw I didn't win because I lacked facial expression. But as a 7-year-old, I really didn't know what facial expression was. Diba? So, maunsay facial expression. Kana facial, she was really trying her best to kind of explain what facial expression was. Kay, apparently, wala magud ko kabalo unsay purpose ato. Nga gi pa mabuanta. Wala ko kabalo nga. Kanang, kailangan na rin mga sakasaka sa kilay o siga-siga sa mata. Mga ina na ba? So, I just memorized it to the best of my ability and di kusog ang tingong. Kay mo maingon. Nakusgun ko lang tingong para madungog ko na sa likod sa multipurpose hall.
So, you have to fill the room,
Ma-follow betag instructions mo muna. But the next year, and I realized what it was about. Diba? I realized what it was about. And then they asked us to choose which piece we wanted to recite during the finals. So I remember distinctly that after ko nagka-awareness kung what it was about, what I was supposed to do, so na grade 2 hangtod nag third year high school kay, I'm sorry everyone, pero daugid ko sa English nga elocution contest. Mm-hmm. And so the only time that I lost was during the first one and the last one. So probably I'll talk about the last one, no? Because the last one I placed second to Cookie.
Okay.
All right.
Cookie Musni. Mm-hmm. So, but I was older already.
Memories. During, amazing. Her life.
And during this time, there could be two more in-betweens. Like, there was this time na jump back lang ko to probably grade 4 nga nadungog din kay to nga there was this up and coming elocutionist in the name of Ryan Mugot.
Oh wow, the elocutionist from, Ryan Mugot
sa una. From Four Diligence.
Interesting. Diligence, all right.
Nga gi-train ko na siya ni Teacher Nene Inot.
Okay, didn't know that. Shout out
so to imagine she was so good at what she was doing sa English elocution that I was forced to shift gears and go for extemporaneous contests. Dito ko na shift gears extemporaneous because I couldn't win it.
Actually, you're very good. Diba? Nobody could. You were at such a young age, I think there was nobody else
who
had that capacity to
go off script. Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah, of course.
There was nobody. Diba? Yeah. I mean, if you picked somebody from the crowd during that time who would probably, diba, kung naapa lang yung extemporaneous nga contest, kung uso pa lang na siya, then, diba? Without a doubt, like that, Miki gid na.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guess who ang third atong first grade 1 ta? Diba Abu Ben Adam na apis? That's Abu Ben Adam. It was me.
It was you. Sorry.
Yeah. The one with the suspenders. Yeah.
What with the suspenders?
Sami won. Okay, mixed man to siya. It was a mixed bag. And then you did second. Mm. And remember, it was tough, kay. You had feedback after. And nabat yung mga judges sa upos, diba? And then parents used to question nga mapildi. So my feedback was, I was stiff as a rock sa tubak. And at the same time, my feet were not like you were told what he
did. Oh my God. Oh my God. Gabi, pati ang tiil niya.
Yes.
Dapat na may proper placement sa tiil. Yep. But you had to do it in such a way nga, dili ka nga murag nag, napakay ka nang mag-prepare-prepare pa ka. Dapat smooth, di ba?
Yeah,
kalma ka.
Left foot 90 degrees, right foot 30 degrees pa, 45
dili
degrees.
Dili sad siya too much.
Not too much, yeah, but there was
placement. You look awkward. You look awkward from the side.
I did figure that out. I remember. So remember?
You look awkward from the side. Camera kaga lean forward na dayon, yep. And all that.
And then the hand gestures.
Ay, professional gid ba?
You had what it. You had to do what it took to win. Mamaganda because the elocution contest, apay strike, it was all about grand gestures and you had the same piece. So. Mo itong pag-abot sa may his tribe increase, dapat kusuke mong tingog. And then awoke one night in a teeth that sleep something and then you had to talk.
Gee, like I saw within the moonlight of his room or something like that.
So it was like, annoying.
An angel.
An angel was...
I bet Chinky remembers still.
Yes. And then grade two, we had to choose our piece. My piece was Gettysburg Address. 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers. Mm-hmm. And then apply just won everything. There was really no point of asking who would win. Probably ang nagano na lang who's gonna go second or third. That was the, you know, that was what contests were all about back then. So we had to choose, but she was winning it. So sorry.
So this is just the elocution contest, yeah. Right? Diba? I mean, as a child, I had a flair for drama. So,
Shempre.
Yeah, mga baga-be, jud mo now, basta bata pang mo. I mean, there's no shame. Diba? I mean, I had massively crooked teeth, but didn't bother me from, diba? I mean, from, dili siya, from doing my best.
Sapaw, it was not really that bad, but yeah, you had...
Thank you so much, Nick.
I remember that so clearly. It's not that I'm staring at you most of the time, but yeah, I kind of noticed. Yeah.
All right. So
I just colored.
I'll have to fast forward in the interest of time. Kay murag mabilar po si Apay ani og bugpabilin tas grade school.
She can go all night.
Yeah, I know she can.
That's right.
I know she can. You know, give us plenty of highlights. But I'll have to push this across high school na karon. Pai, when you entered high school, kinsay mo mga click? Who were in your circle when you entered high school?
Intro to high school, di ba? We were so mixed already by that yep. time. Mm-hmm. Na kapila ko na, I mean, mag-eska din, mag-arka din, mag-eska or mm-hmm. something na. So sometimes you shuffle back and forth. So
that's hopping.
Yeah, and you carry over some of your friends from grade school, but you also make new friends, diba? Yep. So during the early part of high school, syempre, barkada gin ako sila. Chinky, Laulau, Charisse, Julie, and there was also Anjali Sarita. Kay mga kanang mga na-carry over ba? Some of the people come and go. Kay we were a big, very big group in grade school. Kay apil pa si Jaja, si Anian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Diba? I mean...
The whole Diwata crew. This was the Diwata group. The dancers, no. Angelis, Sarita, and stuff.
And did you maintain any mo pagka competitive aning a time when you entered high school?
Priorities change in high school, Manggod. I mean, what you considered as cool probably in grade school wasn't anymore. You become more self-aware, diba? I mean, grades weren't really cool anymore. And not that I tried my best for anything in grade school, nga ma-honor yung or whatever, but in high school, Manggod, it wasn't a priority anymore.
A good point here. So what was cool for you then? I mean, what were the priorities?
Maulang sad me because
okay.
Because some things as a high school person, there were really some things that were really standard cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like standard cool, diba? But
okay.
But tungod kay bata pa ka, the things that you love, even if dili gid siya cool, kay cool gid gyapon siya para nimo. Gets mo? So, naay mga things like probably soccer, may nana, kabog ka nga, that soccer player ka, cool gid ka, or whatever, inana pa. But,
nag-sports ka? Nag-soccer ba ka? High school?
No, because I couldn't make the time
okay.
Sa training. Sige, pangagal sa una, but just an example ba?
Ah, okay.
Like, inana, but naay mga things nga, standard standard activities na cool, like if you're in a band, that's standard varsity, cool, diba? Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever, oh, diba? But may mga certain things like, di ba igit siya cool, pero parang di mo, you don't really care because you love doing those things, mm-hmm. diba? I mean, like for example, I didn't really, looking back, in retrospect, I don't think karate was cool back then, but for me, it was really cool because of something I love, diba?
Ah, yes, yes.
Or even if kanang, even gali ang dance troupe, diba? Mm-hmm. I mean, we really didn't care because para sa ato cool yun kayo siya, kaya enjoy kayo siya, but I bet the kantina ko na lang ang sabunod dance troupe, eh, diba? Pero para sa ako, I don't care. Para sa ako, cool yun kayo as dance troupe. Diba? But I don't think that's a shared sentiment, unlike mm-hmm. other activities that were more universally cool, if there's such a thing. Mm-hmm. Diba? Nga naging mga universally cool things like being in a varsity, and like what you said, Nick.
So, all right. So,
or like kanang mga people in Glee Club. I bet they love being Glee Club. In
yeah,
Glee
of course.
Club. Mm. I bet they think it was so cool, diba? I mean, you don't really care if it's something that you really love.
Mm-hmm.
Ana, morang inana. So.
Pero tapay was really into karate in
karate,
high school.
Karate, yeah, I remember.
In demo, gina sila before sa.
Pai, kano sa nagila, pai? I wanted to remember. Inana ako ba recall kano sa natin nagila? Or nag.
You know, first encounter? Like.
No, not really first encounter, but. Kasa ta nag-amigo? Marigina na ba? Do you remember?
Or like, kalus ata nga like, nga nag-close time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we decide, well, that's the one thing said in high school because you get to know, you come into your own, di ba? And, yeah. Di ba, as you're growing up, murag, you find your way toward people nga, naana mo mutual. The kanang ang inyong connection is deeper already.
Yeah.
Kanang, diba? Kay, I guess kanang you get to choose already
mm-hmm.
who your friends are. Parang, diba? I mean, some people are so lucky that even the friends that they have in grade school are still the best friends in
yep.
now, diba? But what's so good about high school was you get to choose already, diba? You get to connect already with people. Makapili na ka. Kung bata man good ka, everybody's your friend. Inana. Yep. And by force of circumstance, like classmate mo tanan or whatever, mm-hmm. inana, diba? I mean, friends man good mo. But in terms of choosing who you stick with or who you ni mga shared ni yung values or shared ni interests. So probably we got to be close. I remember third year.
Yeah.
Diba S naman ta S matag third year, diba?
Yeah, Morgan class I think because the reason
I mean, wait, dili. Morag second year pa lang. R ta sa second year, diba?
No, na R ko kajot sa third
first year.
Third year
kajot, yeah.
Kajot. I think it was
second. Pero kita R ta sa second year, Meg.
Yes.
I feel like such a snob saying this, diba? I mean, apologize to ka kung mga
no.
R og S.
Yeah. And the reason I asked.
Like all this class hopping was quite confusing. So we're dahog na S and R and whatnot. So I just
S and R like ganang.
Then the reason I asked, kay nag before aning a podcast, I was trying to remember like the you know within our circle, kung asa na ko na Ila or asa mi na close like nang Badit and Karen, you know, and Jeffrey Brian, and for you I was like. Like, amigo naman mini apay, pero I can't remember, Kate.
Like, I know,
I had in ako na recall na hapon mani ka sa grade school, and you were you were in section R for first year, second year.
No, for
second
year lang.
So that's why.
Yeah, for second year.
But I don't think it was. I think it was very natural for us to be friends.
100%. Yeah.
Para sa ako alang, like, mura, it just made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ambot nga no sad, diba? I mean, for one, murag ka na bitong the type of friendship nga ka nang, wala bitong mali siya. Kanang, I bet.
Yeah,
I can,
that's true.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
We started out as friends good. And yep. I know I could trust you. Mm-hmm. And diba, you gave sound advice. And
advice.
For somebody so young, diba, there are a few people in high school nga morag na ay fun side, yun na po yung morag mature side.
Mature, serious side.
You see that, di ba nga, naanas sila nga mature side. So, some of those people, like for example, si Ding had that. He had a fun side mm-hmm. and Kabokang, he also had that mature side. Kung kamo lang duha, he gives you good advice, sound advice. And for somebody so young, Dave also had that. Kanang, if you get him alone, you kabokang, he has the fun side, the young high school
side. High school side, yeah.
Kabokang, he also had that serious,
so mature side. I mentioned this in one of our episodes nga. Being friends with you and Karen, and you know, and also I consider myself lucky because I'm surrounded with good-looking people. Jesus Christ! And awkward kay okay, naimong tana sa ko sa mga upperclassmen nga. Kasi mo naguyab ni Apay or uyab mo ni Karen? I'm like, what?
I never.
I
kabalo ka sa high school. If there was anything that I didn't think I qualified, it was really nga kanang na mga crush na ko or whatever. I didn't think I qualified.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't think.
You didn't think too much of that, siguro.
I didn't fit in that mold again with the crooked teeth and the greasy hair.
Come on now.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I mean, the awkward, whatever.
And you went through a stage move in high school because you were like tall, and then you were like, yeah, I can't, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't
say much,
but so I did
tall and pretty and white, and I don't know. Yeah, and probably dance troupe, and then cheering every year.
Cheering. That one too. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that, but that's also a grade school. That started also as a grade school.
Grade school, na carry over and then I applied to high school. Which was,
all right.
Ah, just ko Lord, kadaghan ganap.
Okay, speaking of ganap, let's play a quick batch bingo, just like with every guest that
every
we have.
Guest, yeah.
So first question, quick one. You don't have to think much about it. Unforgettable memories. Foundation Day.
Foundation Day.
Pick one.
For sure, Battle of the Bands.
Really? Battle of the Bands? I wasn't expecting that.
Why? Okay. And also cheering. Of course, cheering is a given.
Tell us more. Battle of the Bands. Why Battle of the Bands?
Because don't ask me to sing now, because I really can't sing for shit in a crowd. I mean, pwede, possible siguro kung nakainom ko, nag-video kita, whatever, pwede. But like, I after the katong entire high school stint with the band, it was so fun, diba? It was so fun. And yeah. It was something so unexpected, diba? Because I really didn't think I was kanang
band material.
But band material, ganang, di ba, niya, vocalist material, di ba, mura gabi ka.
At sige nga lang sa inyong banda, ani? Ani nga time?
Which one? High school?
Yeah, high school.
It was Vivian Zoe. Vivian Zoe. And nakatukar pa give me, there was this college event that featured a front act ng high school band.
Okay.
You know, so there was another high school band, an all-male band that also featured during this, I think it was a Punch Bowl event probably. And
nice.
We were, high school band and we got to play in that. Yeah. Siguro kay, di ba, I said, baga-baga, bitag na ang bata-pata. And we really had no idea what we were capable and not capable of doing. So anyway, it was just so fun. Pero later on in life, like I was older, somebody asked me to sing at their wedding. Yeah, thinking, kaya naman, anak ko, nakakatanabi ako in front of a crowd, but shit, never doing it again. Like, I feeling na ako murag nakadaot ko sa ilang kasal, yung anang level, na murag nadaot na mong pag-friendship, yung anang level, kaya ako tiyo, beto ka, gamay na kay grabe, cannot sing in a crowd. Okay. Will not sing
so
in a crowd.
So who are the members of Vivian Zoe?
Kasi lingaw ka ito Vivian Zoe, especially katong mag-jamming sa Loretos.
Yeah.
Grabe kalingaw because ang the thing is in high school man good, there's always a couple you think ka nang kanang stand out cool bitaw. Na lagi cool kids niya. What made them cool was kanang not because yung kanang dato sila or kanang popular sila, but there was something about their aura nga. Happy sila and they were into so many things, friendly and everything. Like, for example, para sa ako, Buloy was really cool. Yeah. And I got into this band because of these cool kids. Like, ang introduce sa amo to be in a band was si Martha to, number one. Yeah. Katong introduced me to be in the Punchbowl thing. But also, Cookie was in my band, in the band. Yoyo was in the band. Balot was in the band. Diba? Aimee. So, grabe gito ka ng ganing. I was so lucky to be in this group with these girls na.
Lookers. Yeah.
I consider them were the coolest. Mara, oh my gosh. Sa unsa bali-bali. They were, diba? I mean,
no, and I remember this band for a number of reasons, and including the fact that you guys introduced me to, you know, bands which I would have never, you know, discovered before. Moonpools and Caterpillars is one. And I think napatoy usaka murag female artist na inyong gi-cover. I was like, holy shit, nalay na nga artist. Yeah, that was really nice.
Actually,
that was a cool performance.
Weird bitaw ka itong rules before, di ba? Mm-hmm. Both of you were in the same band, right? So, kabalo mo nga, murag, kailangan factor in ang choice of songs.
Yes. Exactly.
Di ba? So, dapat naagi message nga inyong, you know? So, had to, like, innovate. The band had to innovate. The band, bro, you know, the band had to innovate into choosing what song to play, diba? So, I think we played, we did a cover of DC Talk. It was this DC Talk, if you remember DC Talk.
DC Talk, yeah.
Yeah, it's this mainstream Christian band.
Christian.
Before, mm-hmm. So, we did that. We also did, I think Cranberries
Day, yes.
For sure.
Sheryl Crow. Just Moonpools. Mm. We also did Hole. Lalingaw kami ato. Katong Hole. Basta lingaw siya. And then, the band was so inclusive. Kana bitaw. I didn't think nga kanang murag they would pick me. Because that's what they did, no? They picked me. And I'm like, wow, really? Are you guys sure? Are you guys sure? Anyway. Diba? So, lingaw kaayo, that was really fun. But of course, cheering is always fun. But don't get me wrong, ha? It's also very hard work. It's very hard work. So, dapat dili ka, di ba? I mean, it's very hard work. especially ka kanang grade. So, muna nga, I really, really, really value the support of kanang the people who write the cheers, the people who contribute into making the actions. Like Brennan is such a brilliant writer. Actually, that's what he does now on the side as well. You go check him out. Gabi ka ay ang mga chance na beyond his years. If you remember our chance before, kaya yung ka nga high school lang ba? Ani high school is what? Ani?
Agree.
Oh, yeah. And knowing the procrastinator that I was, gabi gid ka ayaw mo puno si Aimee. Kaya nabitong magpay, kaya mag, ang sana may sunod na action. Mag, I'm so lazy, whatever, I'm kapoy na po. And the next day, magbuhat na siya, kaya we couldn't wait. We had to teach something na, ay, salamat, camera, salamat, lifesaver kasi Aimee.
Dili
na ko. Mga moments dito.
Dili na ko ma-imagine ang inyong the stress that you go through every year preparing for that event and every year.
Especially when maghilak ang teacher. Maghilak ang teacher kay pressured kay siya. So there was this year nga kanang teacher Claire was already super pressured kay si teacher Claire.
Sa
she was in charge of the cheer nato sa second year. Sa second year. Then we were trying to comfort her na, Teacher Claire, ay kabalaha, we got this. We got this. Murag, wa mi klaro, but
we got this.
Abi ni mo, wala mi klaro. Wala mi klaro, yeah.